Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 10th and the whole week ahead. Lovely, lovely energy, the start of the day. So if you've got to get things done and you want to make some headway and advance your progress, then get it done before the afternoon or certainly this evening. It's good on a number of counts, whether you're working or whether you want to have fun. There's also a feeling that you should do something out of the blue. Be a bit more spontaneous than usual. Here's your Sunday stars. Now, when we put the moon in Capricorn, then what we're basically saying is look after yourself. The square to Jupiter means you mustn't be too exorbitant or excessive. I'm talking about drink or drugs or food. You really need to temper down your diet. And I'm talking about liver. Jupiter rules the liver. So if anything, give yourself a break from anything that's too cream-laden or too alcoholic. And here's your Monday stars. Figuring out a business plan or a job matter is a very good idea today because you can focus wholeheartedly on the thing you need to do. The biggest problem that I can foresee is that square to Uranus means that you can't be bothered or you can't concentrate. Or somebody comes in and distracts you. This is not a good thing because this is a good day to make plans professionally. And here's your Tuesday stars. When we've got the moon in Aquarius, for you as a Leo, we're concentrating on relationships. But the square to Venus means you could be going out of your way to please someone, but it's never good enough. Or put the boot on the other foot. Somebody goes out of their way to please you and it's not good enough. It's a difficult day for relationships, really, simply because you need to appreciate one another more. And if you're on your own, then who knows where today can lead you. And here's your Wednesday stars. The moon's in Aquarius and there's some lovely links to your own sun. Well, this is good for your own personality, but also what I said yesterday about if you're on your own and you are an independent lion, this is actually a very good time to go out and meet people if you're looking for some kind of fling or an affair. The emphasis is very much on you connecting with somebody else and it could lead to something nice. And here's your Thursday stars. The Sun, your ruling planet, opposes Saturn. This is arduous and it's heavy and it means hard work. But it is not in any way that negative if you're prepared to put your back into something. What is that? Well, future plans and ideas and anything creative. In fact, the biggest problem may manifest from young people or children in particular who may lack discipline. And what you may need to do is give them discipline. Here's your Friday stars. Neptune, that huge planet, is about to move backwards. And what that means for you is over the next few weeks and months, one of the big areas of your life that will come up for grabs, or certainly to look into, is your sex life. Neptune is romantic, but the eighth house where Neptune sits is all about sex. In other words, you're never going to be satisfied with a relationship unless you get a little bit of both, romance and desire.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.